Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 15 November 2022. And welcome to tonight's broadcast. I know I'm on the phone right now. Something happened to the internet, and it happens once in a while. We'll keep trying to get it back up in a little bit, but I do have a very important topic I want to cover with you tonight, a very important topic, so stay tuned, please. Before we get into the teachings and the little bit of preaching, don't forget this weekend, we're going to have Bible study, weather permitting. They're calling for a lot, like 6 foot of snow up north of us in Buffalo, New York, and it's going to get cold here, but it's supposed to clear up and be sunny. Nonetheless, it's going to be cold. I hope we'll be there with you this weekend. It's starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and I hope you can join us, folks. And you can even watch us live if you want to by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream at 10:30, and we should be coming up there online to join you. In the first half hour or so is always given to prayer requests and praise reports, and that's what we want to do is to take time and everybody a chance to call in and ask for prayer support. And then we start at 11:30 with the current events. And Lord willing, at our teaching session at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Dane Wigington will join us to share his information on geoengineering. And, folks, we're going to cover a lot of topics for that hour. We're going to cover topics on weather control, how they can actually guide hurricanes and storms. So join us. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can listen online. You can call on the phone if you like at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013, and you can watch us, so you can listen to us live on the phone. And, of course, we'll take phone calls, as always, during that hour, and I'll announce the phone numbers on the air, of course, when it's time to do that. But join us if you can, my friends. All around the world, you can join us. I'd love for you to join us. I mean that. And don't forget, also, we're still offering the grab bag while we have some of the DVDs and CDs left and some books left. Folks, it's a bargain. I know it is. And they're good teachings that we've done in the past. I don't think you'll regret $15 for 15 CDs or DVDs and a couple, three books we have here. We would like for you to have them if you like them, but this will be the last month we're going to offer the grab bag. When this month's over, there'll be no more of it. So you want a grab bag, please call. If you want anything else you want, toothpaste, mouthwash, whatever, we want you to please just call, let us know. And, of course, as I mentioned last night, I'll mention tonight and tomorrow night that I'll quit saying this, but you can now watch us, listen to us, I'm sorry, on iHeartRadio and on Amazon Music, on Anchor FM, Apple Podcast, and Odyssey. All those available simply by going to truthbetoldnetwork.org/podcast. Click on podcast, and there'll be, you can listen. Anything that will play MP3, be a smartphone maybe, or it could be I forget what you even call the in-home device. You listen on that on Alexa. Yeah, you listen on Alexa and other things. Thanks, Todd. But they're available if you want them. And it's just, well, listen to the program anytime you want to. Take it with you. You'll find it on truthbetoldnetworks.org/podcast. Click on podcast and go to any of the networks, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, the rest of them. We'll be there. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. We're trying our best to expand, folks. And we're looking, by the grace of God, perhaps soon to be maybe on Roku, another way to reach people if the Lord blesses with the funds to do that with. And we'll just see what he has in store for us. But we do need the financial help to do that. If you want to help us, you're welcome to. You can call and offer donations if you like, by calling, leasing, credit card, debit card, whatever. But we want to try to reach more people, folks, as quickly as possible. The world is turning into a very, very dangerous place. If you watched and heard the news, okay. Hang on 1 second, folks. I'm going to switch from the telephone to online. Don't go away.
Okay, that feels better. I guess I'm here with you now, and I'm so glad to be with you online. Sorry about the mix-up there. But it happens, folks. This is live radio. We don't rehearse this. Things happen on live radio that you don't plan on. But we do our best to make it professional as possible, as convenient as possible for you to listen to the program. And I'm glad you're out there, and I truly mean that. I hope you'll stay with us through the program. We have a lot of important things to talk about. But if you watch the news this evening, then you know what happened in Poland. Apparently Russia accidentally dropped a couple rockets in Poland, which means that NATO get involved. Now, I don't know whether it's going to really happen that way or not. I'm not going to predict that at all. I'm not going to say that. But I will say this. I think, in my opinion, that this may not even been the U.S. done this. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm not saying it was. The U.S., I think, has been wanting to get involved in the Russian-Ukraine war. We've sent them billions of dollars funds and ammunition and weapons. Maybe they want this war to escalate. I don't know. But I just know that, folks, this is a dangerous time to live in, and there's a reason for it. And I said this last night on the program. I'm going to say it again. Everything you see manifested in the flesh starts in the heart of man. And some people, folks, are so wicked and so absolutely out of touch with reality. They become so demonically oppressed and possessed, even church members, that they have no idea what they're doing. They don't care. Their conscience becomes seared. I'm going to share some scriptures with you tonight, folks. I'm going to share them. I'm going to take my time with them. If you have time, I'll take phone calls next half hour. But I want you to stay tuned because this is vitally important. Vitally important. Starting in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. Read a few verses there, and I want you to pay attention because this is so important. I've taught them before, but I'm understanding more and more every day about the spiritual side of the whole aspect of what we're seeing happening in the world, in our homes, in our personal lives, and inside ourselves every day. Folks, we are told, and I'll read it in a minute, we're fighting powers and principalities that we can't even see. And a book, by the grace of God, that was sent to me by Jonathan Kahn, a terrific book on understanding what's happening in the world spiritually. He made it even easier for me to understand. He wrote it in such simple terms. His book, Return of the Gods, is available on Amazon for like $16, I believe it is. But it's available, folks. I recommend, highly recommend Jonathan Kahn's book. Jonathan Kahn, C-A-H-N. Jonathan Kahn, Return of the Gods. You have to understand again that we're fighting spiritual powers that are manifesting in the flesh in the world. But here's a problem: we don't see this. And I'm not picking on people who don't see it, because I didn't see it for years either. I understood spiritual activity, but I didn't understand how it worked and the explanation of how spirits guide everything in our lives, whether it be the Holy Spirit or satanic powers. There's only two, folks, there's only two kingdoms, Christ's kingdom and the dark kingdom. Only two kingdoms. Only one Holy Spirit, but many demonic beings and fallen angels. But in Hebrews 5, verse 11 says, and Paul teaching, whom we have many things to say and hardly uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing, they were not able to hear the truth. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have tried that you need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have a need of milk and not of sound strong meat. And folks, I've known Christians who've been walked away for 20, 30, 40 years and will not comprehend one second what I'm trying to say tonight. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. There is a time, my friends, whenever we as even believers can become so ignorant of the truth, because we've been starved for the word for so long that we can't comprehend between good and evil. I know that's hard to say, but folks, it's true. And the simple truth is we have been deceived by many, many sources that eventually turn in to nothing but if you look at the spiritual foundations of what these people are teaching. What I'm teaching right now is spiritually discerned. What I'm teaching right now is the Word of God, which is spiritually discerned. What I'm teaching right now is how to use the sword of God, which is His Word. But many Christians never get beyond childhood. Paul just said it. I didn't. They're babes still wanting milk. They don't understand the Word of God. They don't get on the meat. Because the meat makes you stand up and do this, makes you strong for the war. But milk, folks, is for a baby that is not skilled enough to be involved in battle. And those that steal milk cannot even discern both good and evil. That's why the church is so easily swayed, so easily confused by the teachings of the world and the love of God that's going to make everybody perfect. And God loves everybody. He loves the murderer. He loves the rapist. He loves the homosexual. He loves them all. That's not Bible. He died for sinners. Yes, He did. He sent His Son to die for it because He loved the world that much. But He doesn't love the people that commit these sins and to say they're His children. Folks, you either serve God or you serve mammon. You either serve God or you serve Satan. There's no between ground. But Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What knowledge? Knowledge, what knowledge? Go to college to learn more to be an engineer or a rocket scientist? What knowledge are we perishing over? The lack of knowledge of God's word and discernment of how the spirits in this world work. Because thou hast rejected knowledge because the church doesn't want to hear the truth, folks. It makes them angry when you tell them the truth. Some of their family members may be fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, drug addicts, drunkards. They don't want to hear that. Because it makes them feel guilty and bad. And the people around them, if they're saying things, they won't love me more. They know that, so they walk away from it. But He said, I will also reject thee. And that is not the saddest part of it, folks. And He says that I'll forget your children in the same verse. Are you seeing the decay of America? Are you seeing the decay of America because of ignorance, apathy, unconcern, willful blindness to the Word of God? Are you seeing that, or am I all by myself here? I don't think I am. I know I'm not. I know you see it. But our forefathers, I'm not talking about the ones in the 1700s, although a lot of them are blinded also, but our grandmas and grandpas and great-grandmas and grandpas didn't see the deception. They've been brought into them through the spirits of Satan, through the spirit of Baal, if you will, and through his minions. They didn't see it. They didn't discern it. Jeremiah 17:5 made a very clear statement when it said, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. Folks, I didn't write that page. I didn't say that. Christ said it, or the Word of God said it. Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. That trusteth in man. Man's governments, man's constitutions, man's covenants, man's everything. If it's outside the Word of God, folks, it's a curse. We trust a man to feedeth and clotheth and houses, and we all in on it. I'm in on it. We're all sucking from the breast of the world governments. We all are. We're all living of permission, by permission of Caesar to work and to travel. We have to have license and permission to do everything we do. We trusted a man, and man now, according to Nehemiah chapter 9, owns us and has dominion over our bodies. He said, "Cursed be man that puts trust in that maketh flesh his arm." That means that we trust a man to take care of us. We trust in man and insurances and welfare checks and food stamps. We put our trust in man. And folks, may I suggest to you, everybody, anybody that takes care of you, feeds you, and clothes you, becomes your Lord. That's who you obey. Because a heart has departed from God. And we would depart from the Lord God Almighty, my friends. We open the door to many devils and demons and many hurts. Bible says that those who seek for riches open themselves to many hurts. Read it for yourself. It's in there. It's in your book, folks. Read it, the book of James. We curse ourselves because we seek after the world and not God and His will. Now, I'm guilty of that. We all are. We all have been. And many of us would have a hard time making it if Caesar didn't give us a check once a month. And you know I'm telling the truth. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but folks, it gets down to the point it says in Jeremiah chapter 5. It gets right to the point. It's very clear, very clear that we tolerate evil because we need the help of man. We tolerate evil because we trusted in the spirit of man. Man's ways. That's trusting in the spirit of Satan. That's trusting in Baal, which is satanic worship. That's what boils down to, folks. We trusted in man, and man infiltrated our lives, our homes, infiltrated our entertainment, infiltrated our music. Man has turned us against God one little step at a time, to the point most of us no longer understand the battle we're in. And Jeremiah 5, verse 30 says, "A wonderful and horrible thing has happened, as a thing is committed in the land. The prophets, the preachers, the teachers prophesy, preach, and teach falsehoods. And the priests bear rule. They guide the people. They like the Pharisees of old. The Pharisees that rewrote the Torah of God and added to it man's customs and man's traditions. That's what Christ cursed in Matthew, the traditions of man. The Pharisees that wrote the Talmudic writings. They changed the laws and changed the customs and guided men their way. That's what the priests and Pharisees did. But they rule by their own means, by their own laws, by their own standards. And here's the sad part. And my people love to have it so. Wow. And what will you do in the end thereof? We've opened the doors to all manner of persecution, of demonic activity, but most people never realize it. They go to church every time the doors are open. They have no idea that you're worshiping man and his power. Now, how do I know that? Because they're still out there voting for the lesser of evils and think they're doing well. Oh, yeah. I know that. I'm guilty. I am. You know, there's an article here that is talked by D.L. Moody, the D.L. Moody Center, I should say. And they got a devotional called Disciples Against Fear. Now, pay attention. Disciples Against Fear. That sounds great. Guides Christians Through Post-Election Anxieties. Why do Christians have post-election anxieties? I understand the frustration sometimes. I understand that. I truly do. But it's an 8-week devotional to guide participants through the reality of fear and how Christ's followers should respond when afraid. No man is above fear. Even Christ didn't want to go to the cross. He didn't say fear it, but he didn't want to go through the cross. No man is above being concerned. If you are, then there's something wrong with you inside. If you're not concerned for your family's future, then you're not following Christ. But fear is not of God. Fear is of Satan, as brings torment. God gave us a spirit of love and a sound mind. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, folks. Yes, I get angry and frustrated when I see the election being stolen. But folks, it's nothing new. And I'm telling you this one more time. You cannot fix spiritual problems by using politics. Our nation is not in political trouble. It's in spiritual trouble. We turned our backs on God, on His Word, His standards, His laws. We allow, permit, and tolerate sin all around us. We won't say anything about it because it gets us kicked out of our families, out maybe out of our churches, out of our jobs. We've done that. So we try to vote for a man that's going to change it for us. It ain't going to happen. And I'm going to tell you how this happened to the church, how it happens to a nation. In Matthew chapter 12, Christ taught something here that we need to look at very carefully. Matthew chapter 12, he said something that needs to sink in of what it really means. And folks, this is a very serious comment at a time we are now seeing it fulfilled. Matthew 12, verse 43. When the unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeketh rest, and findeth none. When the unclean spirit leaves a man, society, a nation, and the Holy Spirit moves in and we obey God, we're blessed and we grow and we prosper and we have peace and contentment in our heart. We don't walk in fear. But when we turn back on God, the Spirit of God leaves us. Ichabod written by the door, and he walks away from it, even from the church he leaves. He will not dwell in the unclean temple. And these so-called whorehouses we call churches today that sponsor homosexual sodomy, transgenderism, and support murdering babies, and have many adulterers living among them who've been married two or three or four times and call them holy. Let me preachers, and we have women behind the pulpit in some of these churches. Then the next thing you know, we have transgender men in the same churches who had women. Women are not called to preach. That's it, period. Forget it. It's over. Don't have time getting in tonight, but you'll find that in the Bible, in Titus, and the other places. Women are not called to preach. When women take charge of the church is backslidden right into the spirit of the devil. Now let's move on. But when the Spirit is gone, when the Holy Spirit leaves, the devil's up there before. Then in that individual, in that nation, in that body we call the church, he says, I will return into my house from which I came out. When he has come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man, that church, that nation, is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also into this wicked generation. This is Matthew written. It happened back in his time. It's happened again on a massive scale in America. Folks, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in an unclean temple. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. I understand this is spiritual. When you are void of the Holy Spirit, if you turn your back on God, believe me, there are other spirits will come in and dwell in you. You can call me anything you want to. We now see a nation where Baal's taken over. We now see a nation where Moloch, or where Ishtar has perverted people and turned men into women, women into men. Folks, read that. Read the book I just told you about. The return of the gods. But look into this. Study for yourself. The spirits of this world have turned men into soft, womanish, feminine wimps. The spirits of this world have made women to compete with men and get involved in men's sports. And now men are getting involved in women's sports. Of course, when the girls did it, nobody said much about it. When the men do it, they get upset. And they should. They should be upset. We should be upset. If I had a child who was in sports today, boy or girl, and there were the other opposite sex was on there with them, they would not play that sport. No, 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 no. You say, well, Pastor, you're really weird. Well, I guess so. Back when I was pastoring two churches at one time, when they had ball games on Wednesday evening, we left the field early to go to church. And the coaches knew it. That's what we did. Folks, I'm not making this up. I'm telling the truth. Because in our house, we tried to keep God first. There was a perfect dad? No. Did I have a perfect household? No. But boys turned out to be pretty good men. They've had their problems, folks, but they knew the right way. But you see, we've lost that desire. You know, in Isaiah, Ephesians, it tells us the battle we're fighting. Now, he didn't write this chapter in Isaiah or in Ephesians just to fill the page. He meant what he said. And he told us how to battle these spirits, these devils, these powers, these principalities. And folks, understand, we're watching men perform the acts. But know that behind our government in America today is not the Constitution. The Constitution can do nothing without the Spirit of God. It's a piece of paper written by man. We have devils running the government. Oh, they're dressed like men, they look like men, they walk around in human bodies, but they're devils. They're demonic. How else would you have a man like Biden in office? And not just Biden, Trump, who pushed the vaccine, Warp Speed, remember that? He started the red flag laws. Oh, this man's going to save America, but he started the red flag laws on gun control. Yeah, he did. He did. He did a lot more than that also. But he also said that he's more pro-gay or more pro-queer than Hillary Clinton was before he was elected. He bragged about grabbing women in the crotches. So, no, he's not going to, folks, he will not save this country. He also has devils in him that control him and the pride and arrogance that he has. We have devils running our nation today. You know why? Because the church has softened its stand. The church has backed out of the battle. The church is now possessed by devils themselves and allow sin among them, and no one says a word about it. That's why they don't discern the spirits. If they could discern the spirits, they know what kind of battle they're in. They would put on the full armor of God and go to war as saints should. You know, whenever the Holy Spirit moved into countries, when the apostles took the gospel in nations that were heathen nations, including Rome, they turned the nations upside down. They kicked, by the Spirit of God and the power of God, the devils out of that nation. They become Christian nations. Folks, you know, if I told you all the nations at one time were Christian nations, they're now heathen nations, they're Muslim or other so-called religions, you'd understand what I was talking about. But we in America have done the same thing. He says in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to go to break a minute, I know, but I'm going to try to get a few verses read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to resist, be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You'll know his tricks, you'll know his moves. And folks, we've all been tricked into many things. Whether it's worship of mammon, trust in man, we've all done that. We've all done that. Every one of us have done that. You don't believe me? Pull out your driver's license. Pull out your social security card. Yeah, we've all done that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness and the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Folks, we are fighting against Satan's kingdom. That's what the church is here for. The church, the spirit of the kingdom of light, the Christ that we translate in, according to Colossians chapter 1. We're translated into his kingdom. We're to fight the demonic kingdom. But the church has forgotten about it, and the church has laid down her weapons, laid down her shield, laid down the trust of the Word of God, because they don't do the Word of God. They don't obey the commandments. So God's rejected them. That's in your book, read it. Hosea 4:6, just read it to you. I hope you get what I'm saying, folks. Back out the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back again. I hope I'm explaining what I want to say clearly enough to everybody understand it. We've got to get our eyes off man and quit trusting man to guide this nation and teach our children and in any way influence us unless they truly are spirit-filled men that are willing to follow the Word of God and have the fruits of that. I guarantee you, you'll not find too many that would qualify that way. We got to quit trusting in Democrats, Republicans, or whatever it may be. We got to go back to the Word of God and select men from among us that are brothers in Christ. That's in Deuteronomy 17. Read it for yourself. Select leaders who are brothers in Christ. And I'm telling you this out of pure love. Quit quoting the Constitution. Quote the Bible. Without the Word of God, the Constitution means nothing. And obviously that's true. Hey, if the Constitution could save this country, why is it going to hell? Is it just because of the peace papers that will say the Supreme Court swore to uphold it, President swore to uphold it? It means nothing to them. These people are so heathen, so full of devils and so hedonistic. Their oaths mean nothing to them. They're living for their own gain, for their own prosperity. They don't care about you enough to keep their promises to you. You should know that by now, folks. And that Constitution will not keep them straight. Forget it. The only thing that keeps a nation straight is the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, the people will perish. And we're dying. I just read to you about the principalities and powers. It said, wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Folks, we haven't seen evil yet. We haven't seen anything yet compared to what's coming in this country, in this world. We may be, and I'm not saying we are, but we may be, it's a good chance, it's a good, very good chance, that we may be on the verge of a world war. Maybe a nuclear war. We see what happened in Russia and Ukraine. By the way, there's a video I've seen out there about if you don't receive our email list, then I can't help it. You just don't. But I see not real important news to everybody on the email list. It's about a 20-some-minute video, I think it is, on what Ukraine has done to Donetsk. That's a section of used to be Russia. And what they've done to them, those people want to remain in Russia. And you have to see what they've done, these innocent people, to the young children laying in their caskets and laying on gravel and burnt buildings, burnt and killed. You have to see what they're doing for 8 years. 8 years Ukraine has bombed these people. Oh, yeah, that's true. So no one's ever tried to help them was Russia. I guess giving them food and clothing. But you have to see that. See, I can watch it on video and it breaks my heart. I come out of Vietnam. I wasn't out in the jungles like a lot of people, but I was in Vietnam and communication sites, entire land. I was all placed through there. Folks, you don't understand unless you've been involved. And I never was, it was say, in a hot firefight. But I know what it's like because I've seen men come in wounded. I've seen men come in and their flesh burnt. I smelled the burning flesh. Unless you experience it, you have no idea what to talk about. It's never come to you. In our home, in our country for a long time. But folks, when this comes to our doorstep, we're going to know it. And it's going to come because we turn our back on God. We went from worship from Baal to Ishtar, sex perversion. We started murdering babies under the God of Moloch. These spirits are now in this country and they run this government and run this world and run most of the churches. I'm telling you the truth. In 1 John chapter 4, we're told something to the church that many people do not take seriously enough. I'm going to say this, move on, I promise. There's so much I want to say. Now, I'll open up phone lines as soon as I can. Too many people go to church who run on emotions, on feelings. You go to a lot of these churches, and I get mad if you want to, a lot of them are Pentecost churches, name it and claim it churches. You jump around and speak and babble on some kind of nonsense, and you say, preacher, how can you say that? Because I've been there, folks. Had one guy walk right by me and talking about praising Allah. Praise Allah, he said, babbling tongues and praise Allah. No, I'm just telling you the truth. I was there. I've seen it. They walk around, and if they go to church and they don't get some kind of high in emotional feelings, they didn't have a good service. If I would teach this tonight in most churches, they would ask me to leave and never come back. Because they've not grown enough to discern the spirits of what's really in this world and in some of them that's plaguing them and destroying them and oppressing and depressing them and making them to do things that are not right, to have evil thoughts, to consider suicide. That is all demonic. What do? You take a pill for it. You take a Ritalin or a Prozac or some other pill for it, so it'll numb your brain. You won't be able to think right, or you won't have any emotions at all. You'll be just deadhead. You're letting those devils in you, folks. You open the door for demonic activity. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Beloved," that's the church, "believe not every spirit." What you say? You mean there's other spirits beside the Holy Spirit? Yeah. He said, "Don't believe every spirit." How you know it's spirit? It's simple, folks. What's been said doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's of Satan. It's just that easy. It's not complicated at all. He said, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world." Understand this, folks. We've been deceived so many times, so many different directions, that's almost unbelievable. In my lifetime, I wish I could take you back with me and show you my life as a young boy. I know. You say, "Well, you're an old man." Yes, I am. I don't disagree with that. But to show you a time when no one ever locked your doors. No, we didn't. We go sometimes to come over to visit my grandmother, which lives near where I do right now. But we never locked your doors when we left. Nobody ever bought anything. Never any troubles. Nobody's breaking windows. Nobody's burning down buildings. And I carried an Ivor Johnson 20-gauge shotgun to school with me. I did. Walked down the road with it in my hands with ammunition, not in the gun, but in a what we call a poke, which is a paper sack. That's what y'all call it. We call it a poke. We put our clothes in with ammunition in the school. I go back into the office where the principal put my gun, and I get my gun. We go hunting the way home. Imagine that. That gun never shot anybody. We stood in church and we had a prayer. The teachers prayed with us. We said grace at lunch. And you know, girls wore dresses. They weren't allowed to wear pants, except in the wintertime under the dress. Boys couldn't have long hair. Had to have their shirts tucked in. Oh, you don't have to have the best clothes. You got a patch on if that's what you could afford. But you had to be clean and presentable. No, there was very little swearing. Very little sex activity. Things have changed. Why? Because the spirit that was still in this country somewhat back then is gone now. For the most part, it's gone. And it ain't going to come back. As long as we walk around unrepentant and keep putting our trust in man, as we have done for so many years, it's not going to come back. We're told to try the spirit. We're told to try the spirits. You know, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Something's written there that I think I'm going to try to share with you if I can get to it quick enough here. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. I thought I marked it. Maybe I did, but I'll find a second. We're told something that's so important that somehow or another we seem to have forgotten. This is even in the Bible. Oh, we've done that, folks. We've forgotten the Word of God. You know why we forget it? We don't study it, do we? No. Now, I know this makes some people mad, but the majority of people who go to church never study the Word of God, except maybe Sunday school quarterly or what the preacher says. They don't get into it and study for themselves. Folks, I'll tell you now that I got in trouble with the churches when I started studying the Word of God. I went to churches that preached the rapture, and I believed it because, man, goodness, I grew up in the idea that there was a rapture, and I was going to be raptured out of here, and that preacher taught it, and I believed it, and that was all there was to it. Then I started reading the Bible. Went to the church and taught once saved, always saved. Live like hell, still go to heaven. Believe it, because, hey, that's easy believism. Then I started reading the Bible, and I got in trouble. I started asking questions I couldn't answer. I wasn't being smart. Like I really wouldn't know. I thought, well, I wasn't understanding what they meant, so I need to ask questions so I can discern it. They couldn't answer them. They wouldn't answer them. So if you want to remain a good member of your church, don't read the Bible. But if you want to serve God, study the Word. Isaiah 5:20. I could have quoted, but I'm going to read to you so I won't mess it up. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." I don't think anyone listening to the program tonight that understands anything about righteousness can just deny that we've done that in this country, even in the churches. Folks, we had the Kabbalists, if you will, the Pharisees rewrote the Word of God and the Torah and added things to it and changed things around. The Kabbalists did that. Yeah, they did. They did. They added man's laws and teachings to the Torah. They did that. Then we got the Catholic Church come into power, and their hierarchy and their customs. Their customs of the forbidding to marry and forbidding meat and all this thing added to it, and you have to see a priest to confess your sins, and he can absolve your sins if you say so many Hail Marys and count your beads again. Folks, that is absolute hypocrisy and nonsense. It's nonsense. Pay penance. Put your money in the pot and we'll pray somebody out of hell for you. They'll go to purgatory. We'll get a chance to pray them out. That's nonsense. They're fleecing the flock. Both of these powers, the Kabbalist and the Catholic hierarchy. Now, people that in the Catholic Church, the lower echelons, don't understand what I'm saying, but I not want to make you mad, but I'm telling you the truth. You cannot confess your sins to a priest and get any absolution from the sin. He cannot forgive your sin. Only Christ can. And you don't need a priest to intercede between you and God. That's what Christ is for. He become our intercessor. You don't need man to go to God for you. You go to him through Christ and his blood. It's no wonder this world is such a dark place. The churches are dark themselves. The devils have entered into the individuals, into the bodies of people, into the nations. The devils run the world. In America, certainly, is now being run by devils. As a matter of fact, Revelation 18 will tell you that. This is what we're facing today. We've lost our spiritual discernment to even know what we're doing, whether it's right or wrong. So therefore, we want to teach the love of God. And that makes nothing wrong. Anything you want to do is fine. God loves you anyway. Oh, God loves you. God loves you. You got to love him. You got to love each other. You got to love him now. That's all there is to it. Love is love, 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 love. That is not taught in the Bible anywhere, folks. That is not taught in the Bible anywhere. Yes, we're to love people and talk to them about Christ. But we're not to condone evil among us. The church is put here to root it out, to kick out the spirits that brought this stuff in, to kick Ishtar and Moloch and Baal out of the countries, out of the hearts and souls of men. What have we done? We've opened ourselves up to them ourselves as church members. We tolerate sin inside our doors. We wonder why the church is so powerless and so dead, so soft and womanish. Now maybe you know. Think about it. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Budge. You ever considered how strong the church used to be?
Oh, yes. Even when I was growing up, it was a whole different world.
Yeah. I grew up in a church, never taught rapture. They did teach infant baptism, but there's some pretty powerful doctrine still in that church. I can remember sitting in a church in St. John's Lutheran. It holds 350 people on a Sunday and two sermons, one in German, one in English. And if you sit in the balcony, which is a horseshoe balcony, and look down, that the majority of the bodies that were there were children.
Uh-huh.
And then you have your adults, you have your elderly people. But I was talking to somebody the other day, a friend of ours from Pittsburgh, and she goes to Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, and she says there's nothing there but elderly, and they're all dying.
But what's there to draw people? What is there to draw people anymore? I mean, what they see in the church different than what they see in the world?
Well, yeah, it's true. And I have some friends that are not Christians, and they'll tell me to my face, they can't see any difference between the church or the world. See, you know, we used to go out to the world to bring the world into the church so they can come to Christ. Now the world is coming to the church to take us from Christ. And they're doing a very, very good job.
Well, and the world is welcome in, Joe. There's a Baptist church not very far from me, 20 minutes from me, where the preacher has a boatload of homosexuals come to church. And he said, well, they're welcome. Now, yeah, they are welcome. I would welcome 1,000 of them come to Bible study. I would love for them to come. but I'm not going to condone their lifestyle. You know that. We're going to tell them the truth. I'm not going to tell them in truth and hate. I'm going to tell them in love. But this man says, you got to come in here. And he lets them in without any repentance, without any concern for what they're doing. They come in and fellowship with the church members.
Oh, that's horrible. That's blasphemy. I remember Pastor Marilyn Odie once said to me, and this was a Lutheran, she says, we would like the homosexuals to come here, but they have to change and repent, or they can't stay here. And now the same denomination has opened the doors to let them in the pulpit.
I know.
Or it's transgender.
So sad.
And it hurts. When has a church ever... I mean, what I'm trying to say is that God's hand of grace has come off the church.
Of course.
God's
He departed. He wrote Ichabod by the door. He's gone.
Yeah. And since his hand of grace has come off the church is inventing all kinds of feel-good things to bring people into church,
sure,
so they can deceive them that much more.
Well, I used to preach. I pastored two Free Will Baptist churches, and they used to say, "If you want to get Baptists to come to church, drag a hot dog up the road."
Yeah.
Well, Joe, thanks for calling. I get more calls here, but thanks a lot. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I'm just going to say this to everybody: get your spiritual house clean. The persecution of tribulation is here, and it's going to get worse.
Amen. Well, hope to see you Saturday.
Hope so, too. Bye.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you soon. All right, let's go now to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, welcome.
Butch, you're preaching the best tough love that I've ever heard tonight.
Well, thank you.
This is
thank
needed
you. Praise
in
God.
This nation. Because
yeah,
what I'm seeing with people just looking at these elections and saying that, well, he's going to do this, why are you looking at your elected officials as your Messiah when Jesus is the true Messiah? We're losing it in this country.
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of churches are doing that. People need to, if we got into under tyranny, let me set an example. If we get pushed into a corner and poked with a stick like a dog or an animal being abused, and if they do that to us, we need to fight. The book of Leviticus, 19:16, Deuteronomy 24, Psalms 144:1. It's in the Bible. If God wants us to fight when it was time, he will give us the command. We are his children.
And we are his host, which means armies, by the way.
That's right. And the book of Numbers has a lot. That's scripture. And that's
Numbers
based
chapter
on our
one,
Second
yes.
Amendment.
Numbers chapter 1. Yes.
Where are the preachers not preaching those scriptures? I don't hear it in the churches.
No.
I don't.
You don't. No, you don't. But partner, I got to jump. Right out of time. Got some more calls. But thanks for being there, Chris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless, my friend. All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. You got about 1 minute. Right out of time so fast. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, get my email I sent you.
About flat earth?
Yeah, I had another one.
No, I haven't got any more
seen. My friend.
No, I haven't got that.
My friend's granddaughter died.
Your granddaughter died?
November 4th.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just happened, but I tried to tell him, but it's how many people know what the Kabbalah is?
Not many. I could do a whole lesson on that, but no, not many.
Well,
not many.
Let's do it simple. All that is sorcery and black magic. That's all that is.
That's all boiled down to. Yes, it is, and it's full of man's custom, not God's laws. Mick, I'm so sorry. I got jumped. Got calls coming all over the place here. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, let's go next to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
You're doing some powerful preaching as always.
Well, thank you.
I want to talk about this One World Religion political conference going on in Egypt. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, yes, I have. But, yes, yes.
It's called the COP27 climate change meeting. And they want to do away with coal, oil, gas, and put it with windmill and solar. And their logo depicts the African sun embracing the Egypt's and on some below, which implies giving rise to a new horizon, a new world order. You're seeing church and state come together over this climate change. The great harlot and the beast are coming together right out of Revelation 17. You got all these world religious leaders, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, apostate Protestants, Catholic leaders. And then you got political leaders. John Kerry's been speaking there. President Biden was there. I mean, all these, you know, it's all coming together, man.
Yes, it is. It is very, very, very quickly. It's coming together at the fastest speed, I think, in history. We're seeing prophecy coming together. I mean, you know, the Lord told us that he was shortening the days for the elect's sake. And I think that's what's happening. Time is flying by. I mean, a month anymore is like a week used to be. You know, it's flying
Amen.
By on purpose. But I got to jump, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good call. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in.
All right. Philippians 2, verse 12. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
The majority of people ain't going to do anything. They ain't going to repent. We're going to have to do that. We're just going to have to look after our own households and our own souls. It's too late. All right.
Oh, America's fried. America's over. America's reprobate as a whole.
We got to work on ourselves, prepare ourselves. And those missiles that hit today, I bet they were Ukrainian, launched, disguised to look like Russian ones. They're going to escalate this, and you're going to see a nuclear weapon go off over there.
I believe you're right. I had a gentleman on last week, week before last.
Okay.
I had a gentleman on week before last to work for the CIA. He said we're already in World War III, folks. I didn't say it. He said it. That's what's coming down. I'm begging you to understand that this is a spiritual battle. When you confront your family or friends with the truth and they get mad at you, folks, it's them, but it's really not them. It's the devil in them doing that. It's the spirit in them. The spirit of rebellion. The spirit of rebellion, folks, rebellion, the Bible says, is the same as sin or witchcraft. That's what it means. And stubbornness. The Bible says, same verse, stubbornness is the sin as the sin of idolatry. Stubborn rebellion is witchcraft. Stubbornness is idolatry. And how many people you know that just refuse to hear the truth, and they rebel against it and get mad if you try to tell them the truth? How many of y'all know folks like that? We all do. But understand that you're fighting a spiritual battle. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Don't take it with your own emotion. Don't take it with your own words. You'll be whipped away. Let the Holy Spirit take God's word and prepare it and put through your mouth and speak the truth. Folks, I do love you. If you help me reach out to other people, I'd appreciate it. I won't be able to get on Roku and other things. I won't be able to reach people but the Word of God. Help us, if you will, for His glory. Not for me, not for you, not for anybody, but for His glory. Help us reach people. I promise I'll do my best. I really will. And I sometimes get a bit overwhelmed, overloaded with things going on in my home, Marcia being sick and can't move around too well. But that's okay, folks. God's giving me strength. I'll see you tomorrow night. I want you all to have a great evening, and may God bless. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.